This is Bajaj Allianz Life, Life Goal Talks.
Hello once again and welcome to Bajaj Allianz Life, Life Goals podcast. My name is Rakesh Sharma. As you're well aware, there are several headwinds headed our way in the world right now. The word recession is on everyone's minds. You're also aware of the massive layoffs globally, especially in tech. And of course, the turmoil we have seen recently in the Indian markets. In fact, 2/3 of the economists polled by the World Economic Forum for its Chief Economist's Outlook report said a global recession, a shrinking of the world's GDP, that is, was likely in 2023. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and many other experts have pointed to one key factor pushing the economy towards a recession, and that is sharp interest rate hikes by central banks in recent months to tame soaring inflation. So in 2023, there's the twin threat of inflation and recession, with the World Bank in fact warning that the global economy was, quote, perilously close to falling into recession. To the average person on the street, like you and me, all this might seem super scary. And there may be fear among us that all these things in the world are going to upset our financial and, to an extent, life goals. And to clarify some of those doubts and help us understand our fears is why we have this podcast. To shed a little more light about the world and the economy, I spoke to Mr. Sampath Reddy, who is the CIO, Chief Investment Officer of Bajaj Allianz Life. Mr. Sampath Reddy manages an AUM of over 85,000 crore rupees along with a team of fund management and investment experts. It's his leadership and prudent investment expertise that has enabled to strengthen the customer's trust in the brand as the team continuously delivers towards the brand's promise of getting their life goals done. So, welcome once again to Bajaj Allianz Life, Life Goals podcast with me, Rakesh, and answering some of your most burning questions about jobs, inflation, recession, which sectors to bet on and which to avoid for now, and more, is Mr. Sampath Reddy.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Let's not waste any more time and get straight into it. With the US Fed being hawkish in its comments lately with respect to inflation, how do you see this situation panning out? And what will be the impact of this on the Fed's current rate hike cycle and domestically on RBI as well?
You know, Rakesh, you know, as you know, and as we are aware that, interest rates have been going up across the globe on the back of very high inflation level that we have been witnessing for nearly almost close to a year now. Even after substantial rate hikes in the US, inflation still continues to be cause of worry. And if you see some of the latest data, inflation in terms of PCE inflation, which was at 5.4%, which has come in the latest month, slightly became higher than the expectations. And the last month CPI inflation was also slightly higher than the expectations, around 6.4%. And not only the inflation number is high, but if you see some of the internal macroeconomic data points, whether it is jobs data or number of payroll additions, and retail sales and consumption-oriented companies, products and growth data. The data continues to be showing healthy growth in the economy, or rather hinting towards strong consumption, which is continues to be there in the US market. So because of this reason, I think Fed continues to sort of remain hawkish, and I believe that the few more rate hikes would probably be there for sure. That's what the market is factoring in. And today, the peak rate of 4.75 Fed fund rates is likely to go up to 5.25, or even slightly higher up there to 5.5%, depending on how the data pans out. But I think largely the interest rates moving up is factored in into the equity markets and bond markets as well. Only thing is that markets have been believing that this high level of interest rates is temporary, and probably towards the end of this calendar year onwards, Fed will begin to cut the rates because it is going to show a significant impact on the overall GDP growth. That was the expectation. It looks to me currently that the reduction in the interest rates are now not going to be so imminent. High level of interest rates, which are there today, will last slightly longer period of time than what the market is beginning to factor in now. So because of that reason, I think overall bond yields are moving up. I think that's whenever the bond yields keep moving up, it will slightly have a negative impact on the equity markets, because it will have an impact on the equity valuations in terms of PE multiples wise. With this reason, we believe that rates are still on the upward journey, and maybe another 50 to 75 basis point hike could be possible in the US market. And even in India also, NPI's repo rate, which is at 6.5% today, we may see one more hike for sure, to 6.75, and, further increase will be seen dependent on the data. So, probably the rates will remain at this level for a slightly longer period than the market is expecting. So because of this reasons, we believe that, the pressure on the bond yields will continue to be there, and, it will have an impact on the overall equity valuations. With this reason, we've been slightly cautious in the market, and we were believing that maybe somewhere in the beginning of the second half of the current calendar year, we could see the markets, factoring in the entire rate hike and its, heightened level of interest rates would have been behind us. And probably by then, we could see the markets rallying.
With global economies, including the ones that you just mentioned, which is the America market, as well as the Eurozone markets, all heading towards a growth slowdown. We've seen so many jobs being laid off, and we've seen, more doom scrolling happening across the world. What do you think its effect will be on global markets in this year? And do you think we will be able to avoid the major R word this year? R, of course, for recession.
Right. I think, markets have already corrected on the back of this, interest rate movement, and also on the anticipated tightening in the liquidity as well. So all of this taking together, most of the global markets have seen a good amount of correction, especially, the US and some of the developed markets and even other emerging markets have corrected in the range of, 10 to 20% from their highs. Even India also has come down somewhat from its peak of 18,500 level of Nifty to currently around 70,500. We've also come down a bit, even though we have been a substantial outperformer vis-a-vis most of the other markets in the world. But the fact is that even for India, for the last one and a half years, if you see, the equity market was pretty much with a flat, with a nearly I would say zero returns kind of a thing. While during the same period, earnings have grown substantially. So on that backdrop, valuations have already corrected. As I mentioned that, we still fag end of the interest rate hiking cycle. We could just see a few more months of subdued return for the equity markets towards the end of the second half of the financial year. We think that towards the end of the second half of this calendar year, we could see the markets coming back into the bullish and the growth phase. That's how, we see the panning out things for the market. And it's, when it comes to the recession, I would think, there's a possibility that, some period of recession could be there in the developed world. But, India as such, continues to do pretty well in terms of, growth wise.
And why do you think that is in the Indian story, at least? What do you think are the prevailing macroeconomic conditions in India that may just avoid the worst aspects of a major recession, even if it were to be coming our way?
Right. I think, one of them is our demographics, and our general macroeconomic fundamental continues to remain very, very strong. Even during the COVID, our extent of fiscal and monetary stimulus was, I would say very well measured. So because of that reason, to the extent of tightness in the liquidity and the the monetary policy, if we are seeing that in India is far lesser as compared to that of some of the developed market. So hence its impact on the GDP will also be relatively less as compared to most other markets. That's one. And secondly, if you see already, even in the the current financial year, our GDP is almost likely to grow around almost like a 7% for this financial year, and even the next financial year our growth continues to be quite good at 6.3 to 6.5 in that range. So we are still one of the not just the fastest, I think one of the best growths in the world with these kind of numbers. And not only that, some of these measures taken in the even in the recent budget, for example, significant amount of spending towards capital expenditure side, and also the recovery in the credit growth that we are witnessing today, credit is growing almost around 15-16%. With these things, clearly tell us that you know, we have pretty much come back to the normal, and our growth rates are continues to look quite attractive as many other countries. And not just this, and you know, some of these other sectors which got, you know, sort of impacted because of supply related issues, whether it is auto sector, you know, they've all come back to the normalcy. And because of these reasons, and you know, I mean, even inflation in our markets, you know, relatively subdued at around 6.2% thereabout. So versus most of the other emerging, other global economies, you know, still continues to have a high level of inflation. All of these things factor, you know, are pointing out, you know, very, very strong, robust macroeconomic data for India vis-a-vis most of the countries.
Right. So this is something I wanted to touch upon, actually. Considering just how badly the US and the UK were hit with inflation, and we were expecting those kind of rates to be seen in India as well, and we somehow avoided that as well. And so clearly, something that is working within the Indian macro scene, which also brings me to the next idea of what is your view on the Indian equity markets from a purely valuation and earnings perspective? And now that you just said there are some sectors sort of coming back, like auto, what are the other sectors which are kind of looking favorable, and which sectors are you, in fact, not so gung-ho about just yet?
So if you see the earnings growth-wise, you know, even the latest quarter gone by, the Q3 earnings growth, I would think is pretty much in line with expectations, around 12 to 13% for 50 companies as such. And overall for FY23 also, the earnings growth likely to be in the range of 12-13% for the full year. And this on the back of a very strong earnings growth in the last year. Earnings growth in the last year was very robust at around 35%. You know, surprisingly, you know, from the, you know, pandemic or even pre-pandemic level, if you see FY20 levels, our earnings growth, corporate earnings growth has been very, very robust. Okay. That's the, you know, that strong growth continues to be there even as we speak now. And even for FY24, the growth earnings, growth estimate for the corporate earnings is in the range of, again, 12 to 14%, which this seems to be doable in terms of these earnings forecast, and you know, given this our macro backdrop, which we talked about already. And you know, the sectors that are driving this growth, one of the key sectors which are driving this corporate earnings growth is actually, I would say, in the financial services sector, you know, mainly the, you know, the banking sector. That continues to do very well, and they account for the bulk of the corporate profits in India. So, and almost about a third of corporate profits come from the banking sector, and they continue to do well. As I mentioned, the credit growth is continues to be strong at about 15-16%. That's one of the key contributors in terms of earnings growth for next year. And automobile sector, which had taken some hit in the, you know, the past because of the supply side pressures, is now full throttle in terms of production. And on that, I think will again, you know, show a good growth in the earnings in this year. And IT services companies, which is doing quite well in spite of the, you know, the, you know, so-called pressures in the US and potential recession, etc. I would still think IT will continue to deliver meaningful return, meaningful growth in earnings, maybe in the range of 8-10%. Even the consumer growth, consumer sector continues to be in the range of 8-10% growth, continue to deliver as the steady state companies. Only thing is that, you know, metals, which was a key driver of earnings growth in maybe FY22, and, you know, still, you know, will probably drag the growth rates, and maybe cement also, you know, has seen the continue to see the cost push that could also see a slight pressure in earnings growth. But net-net, there are, you know, good number of sectors taking the overall corporate earnings growth to a, you know, good level of around 12-14% for the next 12 months period.
That's fantastic. Just to recap for our audience, you're banking big on banking, auto, and IT services, and cement, not so much, as well as mining for now. So that is the one thing that people take away from this episode as information to bank on. I think that would be great. But before I let you go, Mr. Reddy, I just have still one question, which is that, you know, a lot of us here are talking about how, yes, there are the markets remain unharmed and there are still 12-14% gains to be had. Inflation is moderating, etc. But for the common man on the street, food inflation still is a concern. Putting food on the table is still not as inexpensive as it could have been. So from a fixed income market perspective, do you think the inflation, especially food inflation in India, will ease out anytime soon, and are domestic yields sort of nearing their peak as we speak in March of 2023?
You know, the food inflation in generally has been volatile in our markets, you know, I mean, largely driven by the, you know, the supply side issues, you know, and dependent on the weather as well. So that volatility, you know, has always been there in the food inflation. I think, you know, probably we will have to, you know, live with that kind of volatility in the food inflation. And, you know, when it comes to the bond yields, you know, as we talked about, you know, broadly, the inflation in India is, you know, very much, I would say, under control. Because of this reason, I think, you know, we would probably see a limited scope for interest rates hike by the RBI on account of, you know, the inflation in our markets. With that reason, you know, we believe that currently 10-year bond yields around 7.4% or thereabout, I would think are quite attractive for a long-term investor, 7.4% and even thereabout, you know, which is more like, I would say, kind of risk-free return, quite attractive from the, you know, longer-term perspective.
All right. So we've covered what you're betting on in the next few months. We've covered why India is still holding on to decent macroeconomic conditions and why inflation in India may not be as bad as it has been in the UK and the US and why it might continue to do so. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to in the coming month that you think our listeners should be aware of, Mr. Reddy?
So I think, again, we are getting into the, you know, the quarter four season, and you know, earnings are, as we discussed, are continues to be quite good, around 12-13% kind of earnings growth. And also in terms of, you know, markets have not really gone anywhere in the last you know, one and a half years. And while the earnings have grown quite well, because of this, you know, the valuations have come down somewhat. If we see that market remains subdued for some more times, I think, you know, we will be getting into a very, very attractive zone. That's how I would see the markets right now.
And there you have it. You heard it straight from the top. Yes, there may be some bad times ahead, but there are also bigger factors at play. And those bigger factors, especially in India, are robust as of now. That's all from us on this episode. Stay with us for more such updates and information on all things financial. Until the next time, this is me, Rakesh, saying bye-bye and stay clever out there.
The views expressed by the speaker in the podcast is not to be construed as investment advice, and listeners are suggested to seek independent financial advice before making any investment decisions. For more details on risk factors, terms and conditions, please read the sales brochure available on www.bajajalliance.com carefully before concluding a sale.